Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning on this little bit chilly, and little is a understatement. It is here in Fargo, North Dakota. It is 11 below here. It feels like 25 below here. Actually, it feels cold. Forecast getting very much colder. Anyway, it's pretty nuts. We have a wind chill warning for the entire area through noon. So, you know, keep that in mind. This is some seriously Arctic air coming through. As a matter of fact, the folks in Minnesota are closing up the schools this morning because of how cold it is. But that's it's a big news cycle today. Tons to get to. Wanted to get make sure you understand how cold it is out. First, though, it is below, it's 11 below here in Fargo, in sunny Southside Fargo, and it's 13 below out in Tioga. So keep that in mind as you're out and about and that sort of thing. The wind chill. Wind chill in Tioga is 31 below. Think about that. Here it's 23 below, right around 23, 25 below here in Fargo. And in Tioga, it is 31 below. That's the wind chill factor. So keep that in mind if when you're out and about. Make sure that all your exposed skin is covered. Because you don't want to deal with frostbite. I mean, it's a bad thing. And make sure you have that ready-to-go pack in your car, you know, with the blankets. And with me, it's kitty litter just in case, you know, you slide off and stuff like that. Just make sure you have some emergency pack in there. Make sure your phone is charged, that sort of thing. And make sure that if you have an iPhone, you're not standing outside trying to use it because it will die, man. They're not built for North Dakota weather. But anyway, I'm your host of the Common Sense Club, Leon Francis. And as always, we welcome your feedback and your phone calls, 855-200-1776, extension 2. Get you live on air into the conversation. Today I'm going to be speaking with my friend and your friend, Dustin Garrillo, with the North Dakota Watchdog Network. And we're going to talk about, you know, the state of the state. We're going to talk about, you know, this our budget. Jack came out and he gave a pretty robust state of the state address. And I'm going to talk to Dustin about that. Also going to talk to him about, you know, what the falling gas prices, what that means for our budget looking forward. I mean, this is our budget is like three times bigger, three times the size it was back in 2004. So think about that. There's a lot of good things in there. Also, in that state of the state, North Dakota went from, especially with our income growth here in the state, 13% below the national average to 19% above. So that's not a small thing. That's pretty good. And we're not going to spend the day bashing North Dakota because we've been doing pretty well. But if you watch the state of the state, there were some things that were lacking in there, you know, and I just want to talk about it. I want to have a little conversation about it. So we're going to do that with Dustin Garrillo at 8:30. Stay tuned for that. Also going to talk to Blankita Cullum and Ellen Ratner. A couple of questions I have for them. Obviously, yesterday I didn't get to get their response to the police officers in New York City. You know, kind of walking back their own job description. You know, they're not going after the petty criminals. They're not going after traffic violators. Just the, you know, they're only going to go after the hard crimes. The criminal element that could hurt folks out there. I want to get their take on that. And yesterday, speaking with Blanquita, I asked her, you know, I brought the point up, the fact up that, you know, whenever you go against the establishment, there is an inherent risk there. And we know that Speaker Boehner was challenged. And I said, you know, these guys that are throwing their hats in the ring, they are putting their political capital, their political lives at risk. She didn't think so. But I'm looking at, and you know, I'm looking at the fact that Boehner said, you know, there's not going to be any repercussions. You know, he's not going to punish folks who challenge him and that sort of thing. But, and that's what he said. That's a quote. He said he was not going to punish people that voted against his reelection. But Representative Daniel Webster and Richard Nugent are both losing their seats on the House Rules Committee. And it seems like that there are other committee appointments that are going to be in jeopardy. So it seems to me that there is some animus there. And Boehner is, you know, doing the whole, you vote against me, you know, I'm going to... It's not good. It's not good, and I worry about that type of climate and that type of atmosphere, especially, you know, when you have the folks in Washington that their constituents sent them there to do a job, and if they're afraid to do that job, then I see that being a problem. And we're going to talk to Blanquita and Ellen about that. And I want your thoughts on that. 25 of, and I want to ask you this. We have 25, in my opinion, brave patriots that voted against Boehner. Because, you know, the consensus from the folks that I talk to is Boehner is not the leader we need, not the leader we want. As a matter of fact, Boehner is the best speaker the Democrats ever had. That's the consensus amongst the folks that I speak to. So, you know, you got 25 patriots that voted against Boehner. But what did they accomplish? You know, I'm Tea Party through and through. Make no bones about it, I am. But I think that we got to have a strategy. You got 25 folks that voted against him, but who did they vote for? You know? We got to have a strategy going forward. You can't have two people voting for this guy, a couple folks voting for that guy, because it doesn't work that way. It does not work, and who wins? The status quo wins. We can be marginalized then. And as I'm looking at this list, that voted against Boehner, you got Representative Amash, Babin, Bloom, Brott, Bridenstine, Clausen, and the list goes on and on, ends with Yoho. The name I don't see on that list is Kevin Cramer. Now, I'm not going to beat up on Kevin Cramer. I'm not going to do that. He will be here for the radio town hall in the 9 o'clock hour, I believe. So make sure you tune in for that, and then you call in and you ask him your questions. But I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, if Boehner is going to be pulling all these committee appointments away from folks and being showing this level of animus toward folks that don't pull the party line, can you really blame Kevin Cramer? I just... You know, the guy's got to look out for his political career now, and I'm saying that tongue in cheek. I think if we send our representative to Washington to do a job, you do that job, period, and you don't worry about, you know, losing political favor. You represent your constituents. But looking at especially the political story, you know, you could almost understand why a guy would go, you know what, I can't do it. I can't, you know, I would lose too much political capital and I won't be as effective on the Hill if I, you know, if I don't vote a certain way. I think it's deplorable. I think it's repugnant. But it's got to be a real, an actual, tangible fear that a lot of these folks have. Timothy in West Fargo, what's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Leon. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. A little cold, though.
Yeah, same here. I'm really starting to lose faith in my representatives. I did take the time to send a message to Kevin Cramer, and I did not want him to support John Boehner. I knew that he knew it was going to cost him, even though the honorable John Boehner said that he would not, that there would be no repercussions. There obviously are. And so I'm starting to wonder.
Hey, Tim, can you hang on to the other side of the break? That music means we're right up against the break, so can you hang on? Good deal. We'll be right back with Blanky DeCullum, Alan Ratner, right after this message.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at GunsAD.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to GunsAD.com. That's GunsAD.com. Guns80. The number's 80.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back. I'm going to go right back out to Tim in West Fargo before I head out to Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum about the news of the day from the left and the right. I want to make sure that Timothy has a chance to get his feelings out on air, and you can do the same, 855-217-76. Extension 2 gets you live on air and into the conversation. So, Timothy, you were saying, and I got to say, you know, you got someone like Webster who got 12 votes, 12 votes, and he was kicked off the rules committee. He was kicked off. And he would seem to be the biggest challenge that Boehner had. So that seems to me like a little bit of animus there, a little bit of retribution. But that's just my humble opinion. But I'm going to let you finish up with your comment.
Well, I appreciate you bringing that up because it seems to me John Boehner said one thing. And, you know, maybe he personally, maybe John Boehner did not personally dismiss these men. But he surrounded himself with people that do. Leon, you operate a business. I know you do.
Yep.
And you have a set of principles that you operate your business on. And if you go against your set of principles, you have to explain to your children why you are acting like something you said you would not do.
Yeah.
I'm the same way. And I sleep better at night when I operate by the principles that I say I'm going to operate by. I've had many opportunities to cheat people, to lie, to steal, to do all of that, but I won't because I'd have to explain to my kids why I'm a cheater, a liar, or a thief.
Not to mention, that's how you lose your customer. That's how you lose your customer base also.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yep. Well, and Washington, D.C. is losing its customers. Our representatives are going against the principles. Kevin Cramer specifically is going against the principles that he talked about at the Tea Party rallies.
Yeah.
And he's losing his customers. And that's all I've got to say.
Thank you, Timothy. And I would agree with every sentiment espoused by Tim. I mean, there you go. Blanquita Cullum, Ellen Ratner, two big stories that I really want to talk about today. And I want to talk to Blanquita first. I remember yesterday saying that, you know, these folks are putting their political lives on the line and their political capital on the line by going against the speech. And I think you said that no, there's obvious benefits to doing this and that sort of thing. But I'm looking at the news, the headlines today, and it seems like, I mean, especially to Webster, seems like there's a little bit of retribution. And it seems like he is losing some of his political capital.
But he may have lost his position on the committee. But he's going to gain position if Boehner continues to compromise himself and go with the president. You know, the funny thing is, Boehner was with a gang of like about 9 guys who were perceived as rebels back in the 1990s. And some of those guys even included folks like Joe Scarborough and Rick Santorum and a whole bunch of guys that were the gang of, I think they were like the Gang of 9. So, you know, look where Boehner ended up, and I think that he took a risk, yeah, but if something goes wrong, do you think the media is not going to go to him? Do you think he's not going to raise himself in prestige? And don't you know that people are going to say he voted the right way? So I don't know that he took such a hit. Even though it could hurt him in a committee, he's still going to have power.
Okay. and one other question for you, Blanquita. Me and a really good friend of mine, you talk about starting the Tea Party, kicking the Tea Party movement off here in North Dakota. This was the guy. But he expressed some concerns this morning about, you know, you had 25 folks vote against Boehner because, you know, the folks on the conservative right kept saying, you know, we want change, this and that. But there was no consensus. I mean, if you're looking at the votes, they're scattered.
It takes a lot of courage to step up to the plate. They also wanted to make sure that Nancy Pelosi didn't get the win, okay? It's a chess game, but the fact of the matter is, and I don't know whether Ellen would agree with this or not, it was pretty shocking that that many people expressed a lack of confidence in Boehner.
I think 25 votes against you is not great in your own party.
Absolutely. There were four against Pelosi. There was four against Pelosi. Four Democrats voted against Pelosi.
What does that mean? That would be a big deal. They could finally come out of the closet and said Pelosi's the loser. I mean, who cares? She wasn't going to win. But frankly, to Ellen's point, I think it was a big deal.
I do, too. I think it's a huge deal. But again,
it's a bigger deal than the press is necessarily making out it.
But the thing that I was speaking with this powerhouse in conservative the conservative movement here in North Dakota, he says that all of this is for nothing if we are not organized enough to, I mean, 25 people, that is a big number, but you don't have a consensus there, so there's absolutely no direction there, and you don't have to worry about it.
Go back to the 90s with those guys, and even guys when like Boehner, those gang of different guys that came out, and they made a real difference. So now you've got 25 people already that have come together and said they're not confident in Boehner. What are they going to do? It's early days yet, okay?
Yeah.
They can make a heck of a lot of difference on bills, on things that are going forward. They can stall things. They can make his life miserable.
Okay. You heard it right from Blanquita. So there you go. Something else. The big story this morning is obviously what's going on in Paris. I mean, my goodness. I was watching the video of this going on. Obviously, this terror attack was planned. And I don't know if you heard yet, but you got three gunmen go in and they basically assassinate these the folks that are working at this place because of cartoons, satirical cartoons, and some of the biggest names in the French cartoon business, I guess that's what you call it, were there and are now dead. We are reeling from this. You got 5 to 6 million Muslims in France. How do we respond to this? How do we stop things from like this from happening? And the last that I heard, two of these gunmen are still on the loose.
Right. Censorship.
There's all kinds of car chases going on television, etc. I'm on the board of Reporters Without Borders, which is a French organization, and today our executive director, who actually lives in France, issued something saying, you know, this is we expect this kind of thing in Iraq, but we certainly don't consider this in France. And two of the people that were killed were policemen who were guarding this area because they had been in trouble. And, you know, people had gone after them since 2011.
Again, it's censorship by murder. The fact of the matter is Paris is going to have to take a strong reaction to it. And frankly, you think about it, they are in the long game. People, we're looking at the short game. They're in the long game. They will wait out 2 years to get the retaliation against the cartoon against Muhammad. We're playing a fool's game if we think we're playing a short game. We've got to start playing the long game in terror.
I agree.
We understand the nature.
I agree. Thank you for coming on the Common Sense Club. See you bright and early in the morning. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club.
Award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the freeze-dry guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the freeze-dry guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the freeze-dry guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Welcome back, welcome back. Man, that what's going on in France is just nuts. And again, Blanquita had it spot on. These folks play the long game. I mean, already you got 12 dead over there. As many as 15 are injured. And, you know, they're still looking for these guys. And it's all about, apparently, a cartoon that was tweeted out about the Islamic State leader, Abu Bakr al-Ba. I'm not going to try to pronounce that name. Yabba Dabba Doo. And you get these folks that hop out of cars and start spraying people. And this was planned. I mean, you can tell it was planned. That is the definition of terrorism right there. We have to do something to address this. I mean, we have to. And France, you feel bad for France because they have 5 to 6 million Muslims living in that country, and you don't know how many of them are radicalized. You know, there is something evil about that. And when they jumped out of the car and they started spraying folks, what they were saying was, "We've avenged the honor of the Prophet." That's what, and you're like, "Are you kidding me?" It's a cartoon, a cartoon. Wow, it blows my mind, and that's breaking news as we speak. You know, you turn on the news, any station, and that's the breaking news of the day. Right now. We have my friend Dustin Garrillo with the North Dakota Watchdog Network, and we're going to talk a little North Dakota politics. So I want to welcome you to the Common Sense Club, Dustin.
Hey, good morning, Leon.
Good morning, good morning. First off the bat, I want to know if you had a chance to watch the State of the State address by Jack Dalrymple.
Yeah, I sure did.
Okay, so what was your takeaway from it? Before we get into the weeds, what was your takeaway from that speech?
Well, you know, it was kind of interesting because to me it was a little bit different than most State of the State addresses. It was, the focus was a lot on a poll that was done about what people in North Dakota think of North Dakota. And the sense that I got from the speech was actually that it was almost like a marketing pitch to people not living here as to why we should why they should move here or something like that. It was a very interesting approach to it. He skimmed over the issues that people are actually talking about, which is, you know, the global crash in oil prices and the new dichotomy that is creating for North Dakota producers. And I think that a little bit more attention should have been paid to that, and more details about how exactly they are taking the new situation into account when planning their budget process.
And see, that was my concern. You know, I'm listening to the speech, and it's a State of the State address. So you expect some pom-pom, some, you know, rah-rah North Dakota. And North Dakota has been doing great. I mean, a couple of the stats that he mentioned was, you know, we went from 13 percentage points below the national average with income, personal income growth, to 19% above. I think that's awesome. All of our areas of economic growth, that's brilliant. But we're not living in the now. That's what I thought the speech was missing. I thought it was missing, you know, North Dakota in the present, like right now. All of the past is great. But right now, we're in a kind of a downturn. And I don't like to use the word bubble, but I think that we're not in that bubble, that growth bubble anymore. I think we're on the downturn a little bit. I mean, I don't know how you would categorize it, a boom or a bust or a bubble or whatever, but I don't think enough time was spent there. And then linking the budget with the current situation that we find ourselves in. So what I want to ask you is, you know, especially given, I'm glad, I'm thankful. I said yesterday we needed a break, and I'm not going to look a gift horse in the mouth. So I'm thankful for the low gas prices. But given the fact that, you know, with the low gas prices, that means there's going to be a downturn in the boom that we're experiencing. How does that affect the budget now? That's so heavily weighted with, you know, futures and predictions all based and predicated upon this oil boom.
Well, there are several factors here. And my concern with the budget all along has been, when the state of North Dakota uses Moody's, which is a outfit that you know, didn't do itself very much good for its reputation during the subprime crisis, when the state uses Moody's to create their predictions, I do not believe that they factor enough of the international monetary situation into their predictions, and that is specifically the value of the dollar comparatively in the rest of the world. And right now, the biggest factor in the reduction in the cost of oil is not the Saudis, it's not OPEC, it's not the Russians. It is the fact that the U.S. dollar versus the euro is surging. The euro is crashing right now. And because of that, the dollar is worth more, and it takes fewer dollars to buy oil. You and I have had this conversation over and over. You know, it was just a matter of time before this happened. I think that nobody thought it would be this quick. And right now, this situation is completely out of the hands of anybody in the U.S., frankly, unless the Federal Reserve starts printing so many dollars that it drives down the value of the dollar again. And that would be bad for the consumer. So, you know, again, we get to the point where what's good for the country is bad for North Dakota, and what's good for North Dakota is bad for the country. And it really is a situation where our state leaders need to take into account that the production is going to start declining. We've seen already about 30 rigs leave the state. According to Baker Hughes, which tracks it on a weekly basis, we've gone from over 195 rigs in mid-October to 169 last week. And that keeps reducing by a rate of about 5 a week. in that time span. So,
oh wow,
you've really got a situation, and that was already happening.
So, do you see this as a long? Is this going to be a long term? I mean, from some folks that I speak to, they're like, you know, this is just a downturn. It's going to be fine. You know, we're not, you know, bottoming out. This is the end of the oil. So do you see this as a long term deal, or is it a short term deal? Because it sounds like if folks are pulling up and moving out, that seems kind of permanent.
Well, I don't know that they're moving out. I think that what is happening is the rigs are finishing the wells that they're on, and they are dismissing people earlier than they were planning on. You know, every winter there is a slowdown because, you know, it's tougher. Now, we didn't have the hard freeze up until very late, so a lot of these rigs were able to go longer, and a lot of the, you know, Texans were able to withstand the weather longer. I think that what we're seeing is that a lot of these companies, as we've heard in the last 3 weeks, Oasis Petroleum is looking at reducing their rig count from 16 to 6. That's a 60% reduction. Continental is reducing their overall budget nationally by 40%. Obviously, that's going to have a big effect in North Dakota because they have such a huge footprint here. These things are going to impact the state. Now, I looked it up. There's actually a site where the people have, some economics people have done the math, and it takes, for our current production level, which is just over 1.1 million barrels a day, we have to drill 2,000 new wells a year to maintain that, because the old wells have a declining production. And as a means of just break even, 2,000 wells have to be drilled, and that takes a minimum of 114 wells, or 114 rigs. So we're at 169. We're well above that. When you mentioned terminology, whether it's the bust or what, the way that I've been putting it is the bubble has popped, but it's not a bust yet. You know,
okay.
It's not going to be a bust until, you know, the rig count starts looking in the low hundreds, I would say. You know, if we get to that break-even level, we're still going to be okay, but you got to remember, at that break-even level, yes, you're producing 1.1 million barrels, but it's at half the price that it was a year ago, and so the state's bringing in half as much.
So, do you see is the boom stage of our oil development, is that over, or do you see a resurgence coming back? Will it ever reach the level of the last couple bienniums?
You know, I think that what is happening now is going to be longer term than the people in Bismarck want to admit.
Okay.
And that's the sense that I'm getting from people locally in the investment business. That's the sense that I get from just watching CNBC. You know, the idea that this is going to turn around next month is not there. You're looking at a long-term correction here. Now, whether the correction becomes a bust, we're not there yet. I mean, it's pretty much, you know, unanimous that we would have to be at these levels for a good 3 to 6 months for it to really start impacting things when it comes to the activity in the oil fields. But if it does, you know, we're going to have a slowdown. There's no question about that. We already are, and it's going to impact the state budget because the prices are so low. It, you know, the production is still there, but the prices aren't, and the tax is based on the price. And so the ability for the state to be able to fund its budget at the levels that it wants to, right now, if we look back to when the state was only producing 500,000 barrels at $100, that's the same budget that we should have today.
And that's the question. That's the discussion that I think we need to have. I'm speaking with Dustin Garrillo of the North Dakota Watchdog Network. You can call in 855-200-1776, extension 2, and ask your question or make your comment. We're talking about the state of the state, one, and the state of the oil boom here in North Dakota. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club, Dustin Garrillo, and your phone calls right after this break.
The energy renaissance in North Dakota means generations of jobs for tomorrow's workforce and technologically advanced jobs. Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting talks about how much fun this is for the workforce of tomorrow.
It really is. And when we talk about the workforce, I go to these colleges and universities and I look at the young talent that we have here in North Dakota. And I am absolutely thrilled and just motivated that we have such good, smart, talented young people right here in North Dakota. And we have the jobs that they can fill.
Great careers are waiting for you at Nesset Consulting Service.
Just look at what these other companies are, too, Scott. I mean, these companies, when I look at the oil industry, whether it's service or the oil company itself, they're looking for this good talent, and we have it right here in North Dakota. How cool is that?
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, located in the heart of the Bakken, Tioga, North Dakota, and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at NessetConsulting.com. That's NessetConsulting.com.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for AutoShip and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Back. This is the Common Sense Club. My guest today is Dustin Garrillo with the North Dakota Watchdog Network. And Dustin's plate is full now, especially with the kickoff of the legislative session. But before we get back to Dustin, I want to go to the voicemail that was left about oil prices. Let's roll that.
Yeah, I was working out of Tioga running a hot oil truck in the 80s when the price of oil got shut down to $7 a barrel. I just been waiting for it to crash a little here in North Dakota. It looks like we're headed that way. I don't think we'll make $7 a barrel, but I don't think it's going to be coming back up for a while. Bye. time.
There you go. I think that voice sounds familiar, too. I think I might know that guy. What I want to focus on, though, is especially in this last segment, and we don't have a lot of time, is we got a budget, and it's built on assumptions about oil prices that, especially when this budget was being, you know, put together, you know, the outlook was pretty rosy. So what do we do now? You know, what should we expect, you know, Jack and his team to do now, especially when the outlook isn't so rosy anymore? Dustin, what advice would you give, Jack? Did we lose Dustin?
I'm here.
Okay.
I think the approach should obviously be to budget for what you know is going to happen, and with the ability to increase based on things getting better. And that can be done just like anything, any other budgeting process. You know, you can have contingency budgets, and because doing the opposite, budgeting too high and either forcing the legislature to come back, curtail things if things stay really bad and the budget was way high to begin with, or allowing, you know, something like the budget stabilization fund to be triggered. You know, we don't want to trigger those funds because that politically, that's, you know, political suicide, basically, to allow the rainy day fund to get triggered. So you want to be able to budget for what you absolutely know is going to happen, with the ability to move up when things get better, rather than the opposite.
And another question that I have for you is, okay, have you seen the legislative councils? They came out with this study about the ongoing state expenditures. And it says since 2007 to the 2009 biennium, ongoing state expenditures have grown 91%. 91%. What do we do about that?
Well,
and I hear folks saying that, you know, that's not a big deal. We haven't had grown ongoing expenditures that much, but 91%, that's a lot.
It is, and what it comes down to is the creative accounting that has happened. About in 2007, when those first numbers started, we could point to the general fund and say that is what the legislature has control over, because the traditional approach to spending was that everything got put into the general fund, and then the legislature spent out of the general fund. You had special funds, you had federal funds, but when it came down to the legislature had discretion over the general fund and didn't have much discretion over the rest. Since then, they have created more funds to spend directly out of those funds. They've created the property tax relief fund. They've created the SIF fund, the Strategic Infrastructure Foundation Fund. They've created a half dozen of these things to spend out of, which those dollars would normally have gone through the general fund. Now, a lot of those dollars are one-time spending, not ongoing. But what has happened is, because of the accounting, it is very difficult to actually compare one year to the next, because they've moved the money around so many different ways, it's hard to get a fix on where it's actually coming from and where it's going. And so when you look at those dollar figures, I still point to the more interesting one, which is, in 2001, our state budget was $1.7 billion, and today it is the governor's proposal is $7.2 billion. So you're talking about almost nearly a four-fold increase in a matter of a decade. And you're really getting into a sticky situation when you're talking about increases that high.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that is not talked about all that much is not just the actual dollars coming in from the oil fund or the oil tax, but the impact on sales tax from oil activity. If oil activity goes down, we know that at least 30% of the increase in the sales tax in the last 5 years has been because of oil activity. That's about a $500 million chunk right there. You've got income tax, probably 30% of that increase has been related to oil. So if you add all these things up, it is serious dollars.
Yeah, and I don't know. I'm looking at this. One of my concerns is obviously the effect that this is going to have with income tax reform, property tax reforms, things like that. There's a big conversation here that needs to be had, and we're going to have to parse that out on another show. Thanks, Dustin, for coming on and tackling this issue. We'll be back tomorrow, bright and early, 8 o'clock, the Common Sense Club. Stay tuned for What's on Your Mind with Scott Hannon, Todd Mitchell, and Kevin Kramer will be on at 9:30, so call in.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.